Courage to change, one day at a time in Al-Anon. June 7th. When I took step 5, I looked carefully at the words, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being. The order of these words, placing God first, then myself, and then someone else, struck me. So often I have been vaguely aware of some truth in my life that I was unwilling to admit to myself. Yet my higher power had already placed that thought in my mind. He must have. If I'm trying to ignore it, I surely didn't put it there. I try to use this when making decisions about my life. When I assume that my higher power has already put the answer in my mind, I can then be willing to acknowledge that answer, whether I think I'll like it or not. It may rise up into my awareness right away, or it may take some time and patience, but I can trust that the answer is within me, and when the time is right, it will become clear. Then I share my thoughts with another person I trust. This process helps me to take action on the answers I receive and to move forward with my life. Today's reminder. There is nothing in life that need confound me. With my higher power's help, I can find the answer to any problem I face. This knowledge gives me courage to follow through with action. I need only be willing to accept the answer I receive. Look within. The secret is inside you. Hui Neng. From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.